As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, that sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown as we fumble around here. Getting ready for this morning's broadcast. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewed on the stove, computers malfunctioning left and right, and the cord just broke. Well, it's a self-produced talk radio. Welcome to our Moon Day, January the 24th, 2011. Two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. I don't know about that today. Hard facts, but we'll try for that. And workable solutions, we'll throw an arrow in that direction, too. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on, hopefully bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Just simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, AM 1610, Lompoc, California, at AM 1710, Liberty Radio, out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. I think they're broadcasting on, what was it, Facebook? And, of course, we have TalkStream out there, Audio Realm. There's lots of ways to listen to this broadcast if you want it. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals are sluggish after profit-taking and reallocations. We'll talk about that. The SPDR buys back in. We'll go there as well. Is the U.S. still at war on multiple fronts? Nah, nah, nah. Doo-wop, doo-wop. For news today, you'd never know it. Interstate Commerce, corporate cabal. We'll talk about that a little bit if I can get it out of my mouth. The Jewish Students Propagandist Magazine. Well, the training manual, we might go into that as well. We'll take your calls throughout the broadcast as we usually do. Let's go to our market report again for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading up $4.70 an ounce at $1,347.10. Silver off 22 cents at $27.31 an ounce. Platinum off $7 at $1,819. And palladium off $6 at $815 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,344.30 for a low, $1,354 even above. So we're looking at about a $10 spread there. But at $1,347.10, your gold is up $255.40 an ounce for a 23.40% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, well, the boys in London set the price at $1,347.50. We're trading 40 cents below that as of airtime. The SPDR gold shares, however, overnight added 20.34 metric tons to their treasure chest, coming in and buying back their position sold last week. We'll be right back.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendovite. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
I don't know why it is, but things never seem to break over the weekend. They only break about 2 minutes before the broadcast. Anyway, that's got to have something to do with what we're doing here. Welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, January the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday. Right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. One more time, the market wrap-up this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up $4.70 at $1,347.10 an ounce. Silver off 22 cents at $27.31 a troy ounce. Platinum off $7 at $1,819. And palladium off $6 at $815 an ounce. Again, the SPDR gold shares over the weekend from Friday till this morning, they show that they've added back. They've bought back 20.34 metric tons, which is even more than they had earlier. You know, so all that selling and selling and selling is profit taking, pure and simple. But they did what was wise to do at $1,431.25. They started dumping gold. They let it go all the way down. Now they're down near the bottom, 1271. They buy back in, come in, and there you go. Well, that's called making money in the exchange-traded funds. Always got to watch out for that spider on the corner of the web. There's lots of others like that, the GOL and so on and so forth. These exchange-traded funds, it's kind of like worse than funny money. It's digital money. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 49 at 11,872. The NASDAQ off 15. Closing at 26.90, and the S&P 500 closed up 3 at 1,283. Crude oil this morning off 31 cents a barrel, for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude this morning at $88.80 each. The U.S. dollar index up 15 basis points at 78.27. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates where we find the Canadian loonie this morning off 10 basis points, yet still trading at parity with the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso up 17 basis points, still at 8 cents U.S. The multiplier there, if you happen to be going south of the Rio Grande, is 12.0450 pesos per dollar. The euro this morning, talking about setting a floor at $1.30, but they don't have to worry about that this morning, off 14 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.36. The British pound, off 35 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.60. And that Swiss franc up 34 basis points at $1.05. $1.05 will get you a Swiss franc. The bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries, is 0.63. The 10-year yield is at 3.41%, and the 30 at 4.56. According to the prognosticators and Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, those rates are all due to go up this year, so just keep your eyes peeled as the bonds go up and up and up. The mortgage market, of course, if the bonds go up, the mortgages will have to go up commensurately this year. But this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 4.30% a month ago to 4.09%, and the 30-year moves down from 4.97% to 4.82. I guess they didn't like that 5% mortgage market showing up there. The prime rate stands at 3.25%, and your gold to silver ratio is 49.32 ounces of silver buys you 1 ounce of gold. Not much at all happening on the economic calendar for today, so we'll forego that. Of course, all the usual things will come up. No holidays this week. Super cycle leaves no economy behind before the Davos summit, this by Simon Kennedy. Now, again, tomorrow, the Davos Economic Forum will be meeting in Switzerland, but here's the article. For only the third time since the Industrial Revolution, I didn't know these guys read that much history, the world may be entering a long-term growth cycle that will lift all economies simultaneously, driving bond yields and commodity prices higher. All right, lift all the economies simultaneously. They're going to get the jacks out. Do a little bit of sustainable development, no doubt. The depth and the scope of the expansion will be a focus for discussion at this week's annual meeting of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. That's going to be for sure. The depth and the scope of the expansion. Do they really have that much power? Do they have the kind of power that they think they do? Will they be able to just pump it up and pump it up indefinitely? Questionable. Evidence of a broadening global economy, or recovery, they say, will enable the U.S. Treasury Secretary Jimmy Geithner and investor George Soros and 2,500 political, business, and academic leaders to shift their emphasis away from crisis fighting. That's right, we're not going to let a good crisis go to waste, but now we're going to shift our emphasis away from crisis fighting. I mean, no one should sleep tonight with 2,502 business and academic leaders meeting in Davos, Switzerland, with the economic and investment outlooks much better, quote-unquote, than in recent years. Quote, people are talking about how to get back to business as normal. And what comes next? Peculiar phrase. People are talking about how to get back to business as normal and what comes next. I don't know what's going to come next. I guess the other shoe might drop at any time, said Jadesh Gadia, a delegate to the conference and the London-based senior managing director at the Blackstone Group. Big Blackstone. They got one of those over in Medina, don't they? Which runs the world's largest buyout fund. Buying out everything. America's on the sale block, too. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., Pricewaterhouse, Coopers LLP, and London Standard Chartered Bank are among the financial companies sending executives to the meeting. Goldman Sachs. Economists predict a growth spurt in coming decades led by emerging nations, and that will be strong enough to boost developed countries. That's right. So the growth spurt in Togo and Lesotho is going to be enough to boost developed countries like the Americas, you know. Global gross domestic product, and boy, has it ever been gross. will swell to $143 trillion by 2030. These guys are, you know, every time you pick up a news article, it's unexpected. They weren't able to see the recession coming. They didn't see the destruction of the mortgage markets. Everything was unexpected, right? But these guys are looking out now to 2030, and they're giving us concrete numbers, okay? Global gross domestic product will swell to $143 trillion, if you can believe that, by 2030, allowing for inflation and market exchange rates from $62 trillion in 2010, with China and other emerging market accounting for about two-thirds of the rise, estimates Gerard Lyons, chief economist and group head of global research in London for Standard Chartered, which generates most of its earnings from Asia. Wow. Investment, urbanization, Lyons and his colleagues predict a super cycle of historically high growth. That's their quote there. Super cycle. They're looking for a super cycle. I don't know whether that be made by Boltaco or Honda or Harley Davidson. But anyway, they're looking for a super cycle of historically high growth that will last at least a generation and will be led by booming trade. That would be, I hope it's not nuclear. That would probably be the war, booming trade. Doesn't look good. Doesn't look good. Investments, urbanization, well, that's what they said.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So back into this article off of the Bloomberg website this morning as regards the Davos summit in Switzerland. Davos, Switzerland, you know. 2,500. Can you imagine having 25 economists and academics all in the same building? My God. Oh, boy. I wouldn't want to be within 50 miles. Lyons and his colleagues predict, again, a super cycle of historically high growth. I sure hope you're right. He reckons that such a cycle has only occurred twice since the end of the 18th century. The four decades before World War I and the three following World War II. He's betting the new phase will contribute to a reversal in the three decade decline for U.S. bond yields after 10-year treasury notes lost an average 40 basis points a year. They talk on and on and on and on and on. On and on and on about dollars and cents and dollars and cents. I don't say nothing about putting jobs out there. I don't say nothing about getting people that are unemployed back to work again. But by God, they're excited about their economic forecast. It's amazing to me. It really is. It's amazing to me. Here's another one. Bullish gold bets by funds slump on worst price slide since 1997. Wow, that was hard to say. Pham Dien Nguyen, writing for Bloomberg from Seattle, maybe Vietnamese. Hedge funds are unloading bullish bets on gold as a slide in prices sends the metal to its worst start to a year since 1997. Holdings in silver dropped to the lowest since February. I'd suggest you might consider adding to your portfolio. Gifts like this don't come along every day. Managed money funds held net long positions or wagers on rising prices totaling 134,473 contracts on the COMEX in New York as of January the 18th. U.S. Commodities Futures Trading Commission data showed on January the 21st. The gold holdings have... No, I didn't do that commercial, but I'm trying to pretend that I could. The gold holdings have plunged for three straight weeks, dropping 21% since the end of December, while net long positions in silver are down 24%. And then it just goes on and on, talks about the technical aspects and so kind of a thing like that. I don't know. Let's try this one instead. Some of these articles, they're trying just desperately to say something, and they have nothing really to say, so they're talking about anything. It's amazing. And up on Bloomberg this morning, there's not a single word here, not a single word about the ongoing war in Afghanistan and Iraq. Not a word. I guess we're all done with the war on terror. Unfortunately, there's still people getting shot to death over there. Fed signals seen rising treasury yields 60 basis points in 2011. Okay, now the treasury yields. I give those out every morning. These are the bonds, the 2-year at 0.63, the 10-year at 3.41, etc. And they're saying they're looking to yield 60 basis points or 0.6% more this year. Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and his colleagues may shift from focusing on the gap between actual and optimal employment. Focusing on the gap between actual and optimal employment. They're going to turn their eyes away from that. Actual unemployment is pretty grim, and optimal unemployment is unreachable, so I can understand why they turn their eyes away from that, but they're going to do that. And optimal employment to an emphasis on the economy's speed limit in the months ahead. Well, shouldn't the speed limit be 25 miles per hour, or shall it be 60? Depends. If you have a super cycle, maybe they'll set the speed limit for the economy at 100. I don't know. By the middle of the year, the economic momentum will be building, and all the hawks are going to be crazy about tightening. All the hawks are going to be crazy about tightening? What are they, war hawks, or tightening what? tightening their seatbelt? Policymakers who meet this week to plot monetary strategy. Be a good time for an arrest, wouldn't it? Kind of like rounding up all the Jesuits in one night. Will begin to increase the benchmark federal funds rate in January of 2012, he predicted. The yield on the two-year Treasury note will rise to 1.25% by the end of this year, the two-year. All right? This morning, the two-year is at 0.63. So if you're at all interested in U.S. Treasuries and the bonds, there's a heads up for you. That's a 100% increase. They say it's going to rise to 1.25% by the end of this year from 0.609% on January the 21st, as it becomes clear that a Fed move is coming. Ex-lax, maybe? I don't know. David Greenlaw, chief financial economist at Morgan Stanley in New York, said, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan, and Chase Company, Goldman Sachs, Citibank, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, read all about those guys this weekend. Very interesting stuff. The Fed increasingly will confront a key question as the year wears on. Does a continued high level of unemployment justify holding short-term interest rates near zero, even as growth picks up? You answer that question. Does it? Does a continued high level of unemployment justify holding short-term interest rates near zero? This is something I think is going to get a lot of discussion. I don't know. Are you bored yet? I am. Let's go to the next article. These bonehead economists make me want to puke most days. Anyway, let's see what else they've got to say. I don't know whether any of these guys can ride a horse or know how to clean a stall. Probably have never done. They might have ridden on horses if somebody else saddles up the pony for them and leads them around the ring. But Hillary Clinton is to visit. This one's interesting. Guanajuato. Guana. It's like bat guano. Guanajuato. Is that a pile of it or what? To discuss security and trucking issues. What's Hillary going to do talking about that sort of stuff? Nicole Gawat? Guet? Guete? I don't have a clue. Writing for Bloomberg says this, Secretary of State Hillary Billery and Nod Clinton is traveling to Guanajuato. Guanajuato. Mexico today to discuss security on the U.S.-Mexican border, instability in Haiti, and Mexican truckers' access to U.S. markets. That's what they're going to discuss. Clinton and Foreign Minister Patricia Espinosa will also discuss climate change, that's the weather, you know, trade, immigration, drug and human trafficking, and broader Latin American issues, according to the State Department. Sounds like Hillary's taking a vacation. She's going to probably be spending a lot of time with Patricia Espinosa. They're going to talk about the weather. They're going to trade a little bit of gold or jewelry or something. Immigration, she wants to talk about drugs, no doubt. Human trafficking, I don't know whether that would be human sex slaves or what. And broader Latin American issues. Wow. Espinosa invited Clinton to review all the issues in the bilateral relationship. Well, it's going to be a real big meeting. Mexican ambassador to the U.S., Arturo Sorocon, said in an interview with both the U.S. and the Mexican presidential elections slated for 2012, policymakers want to ensure progress they have made isn't lost, he said. It's a priority to make sure, as we near the end of President Calderon's administration, that we have a clear roadmap so we can lock in, advance, or finalize as much as we can the achievements we've made on a number of issues before the Mexican government finishes its tenure. That could be the end of the Mexican government in 2012, or just what? Anyway, we got Calderon going out and the usurper going out in 2012 and somebody else coming in.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so we got Clinton and Espinoza planning their winter getaway down in Mexico.
Mexico.
We're going to talk about all kinds of things. They talk about the weather. They're going to talk about going shopping, probably other things like that. Talk about drugs and handsome men, all that sort of stuff. Probably do some of those drugs, too, just to make sure they understand what the drug program is all about. But anyway, drug violence here, the biggest issue is the violence connected with the drug trade and the operations of the drug cartels, some of which spills over to the United States and into Arizona and resulted in the death of Judge Roll, $323,500 in a car. Anyway, said Sidney Weintraub. I wonder if he went to the same synagogue that Lochner and Giffords went to. Anyway, a former Foreign Service officer now at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a Washington-based research group. Violence in Mexico has increased since President Felipe Calderón started sending military troops to fight drug gangs in mostly northern states after taking office in 2006. Of course, you know, this is all part of this program Merida. The Merida Initiative, a three-year, $1.6 billion U.S. dollar program to combat drug trafficking in Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean. That's your tax dollars at work. You have homeless people all over America and the border's wide open, but they're spending $1.6 billion U.S. to combat this problem. which seems to be largely Felipe Calderon, Central and Southern America problems. But anyway, it goes on this way. Violence in Mexico again has increased since President Felipe Calderon started sending military troops to fight drug gangs. See, this is usually what happens. The more police you have, the more crime you have, all right? The more crime you have, the more police you bring in. It's a never-ending cycle. Drug-related deaths increased to almost 60% in 2010. Listen to the numbers here. To 15,273 from 9,612 in 2009. So I guess all those military troops are doing a good thing. They only killed about another 6,000 people in this war against drugs, according to government figures. You know their figures never lie. A total of 34,612 people have died in drug-related violence in Mexico under Calderon. Would somebody please give that man an F? I guess he's got the wrong strategy. You know, just let the blood flow, baby. Under the Bush administration, the 1,951-mile border, wide open to everybody, was mostly seen as a domestic policy. Did that feel the way it was, you know, under Bush? Just kind of a domestic policy? Said Shannon O'Neill, a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, the current administration has also made it a foreign policy issue. So it was a domestic policy issue under Jorge, and under the usurper, it's a foreign policy issue. Consulting and cooperating more with Mexico in the effort to secure the border. All right? They're consulting and cooperating more. That's nice. I haven't done anything, but they're consulting. That's what consultants do. They consult. You hire a consultant, more talk is what you're likely to get. Sarah Khan said that his country and the U.S. now address the multiple issues involving the 1,951-mile border, trade, climate change. Somebody please help me. Help me on that one. What the hell has climate change got to do with shutting our southern border? The trafficking of drugs and humans, security. As interlocking parts of a whole, see, they're going holistic on us here. This is a holistic vision. The holistic vision is one of the most important issues they'll work on, he said, of the two leaders. For the first time, U.S.-Mexico has devised an umbrella vision for how we manage the border. An umbrella vision. That's not the same as television, but it's close. Well, I don't think we're going to see any change in the South for any time soon. Let's see what we got here. The usurper says foreign markets are the key to increasing employment and growth in the United States. Foreign markets. That's right. Nicholas Johnson, writing this for Bloomberg yesterday. President, well, I don't call him that. The usurper said opening foreign markets to U.S. goods is key to jump-starting the nation's economy and boosting hiring. Of course, we know that Jeffrey Unmount wants to send parts to wind turbines and other things, and electric trains to China. So I guess that's going to jump-start the nation's economy and boost hiring. I've heard as many as 400 or 500 people would be hired there. In his weekly radio and internet address, boy, hasn't he gotten just up to speed. The usurper said exports, a real social networker, community organizer, learned a lot from Ron Paul, didn't he? Oh, the usurper said exports will be an integral part of future economic growth. Exports. Quite know what we're going to export. Maybe lazy boy recliners. I don't know if they'll go over too big in China. People don't have much time to sit down, but we could probably try some lazy boys. Citing recent deals with South Korea, India, and China. What would South Korea, India, and China want to import from the United States that they don't make there already? I don't know. If we're serious about fighting for American jobs, this is the usurper talking here. If we're serious about fighting for American jobs and American businesses, one of the most important things we can do is open up more markets to American goods around the world, he said. I don't know what American goods he's got in mind, but we'll find out maybe. The usurper has called for a doubling of U.S. exports over the next 5 years as a way to reduce unemployment. We're going to double exports. They don't know what we're going to export, but that's what he wants to do. He wants to double exports. The president you want to call him that, give him more credit than he's due, for a CIA wump, singled out $45 billion in export deals with China, $10 billion in export deals with India announced last year, and a trade agreement negotiated with South Korea that could altogether support 355,000 U.S. jobs.
Wow.
Man. Opening new markets to American products, that's how we'll create jobs today, the usurper said. He's finally on to something. During a visit to General Electric Company's plant in Schenectady, New York, yesterday, the usurper named GE's chief executive, Jeffrey Immelt, to head a group of outside advisors on economic growth. Heard about that before. Jeffrey Immelt. You know, you got the Daily coming in. He's going to take over, what was it, Larry Summers' job, or was it Rahm Emanuel? You know, the General Electric is basically J.P. Morgan Chase, right? Thought I'd throw that in there in case you didn't know it. Obama said he's confident that Immelt, will help generate, quote, good ideas about how we can spur hiring, educate our workers to compete in the 21st century. We're going to educate our workers to compete in the 21st century. You should... Here are the things that Bill Gates is talking about. Vicki Davis sent me a YouTube video with him yapping over the weekend. Very illuminating. He thinks everybody should just basically stay at home. As far as education is concerned, unless you're really exceptional, not even consider any education beyond what you can get off the computer. But anyway, and attract the best jobs and businesses to America. Now, that one really bothers me. Attracting the best jobs and businesses to America. Let's see now. We had the outsourcing. That didn't work. We had the offshoring. That didn't work. We went down the globalization rabbit trail. That didn't work. And now somehow or another we're going to attract the best jobs and the business to America. Are we a developing country or just what? Banana Republic? Republican address? In the Republican address, Wyoming Senator John Barrasso said the Senate should follow the House of Representatives in voting to repeal the health care overhaul law enacted last year. What's that got to do with this article? I don't know. Barrasso, a physician, said the law is not lowering health care costs and is burdening small businesses with new regulations. I really don't know how this has to do with the article, but they've thrown it in. As I travel across the country, it's probably the only place Barrasso could get anything published this week, so they just stuck it in as a carry-on here. But, quote, as I travel across the country, I continue to hear from Americans who want Washington to take its hands off their health care, he said, Barrasso, speaking from Wyoming. The House voted January the 19th to repeal the health care law, fulfilling a campaign pledge by Republicans whose victories in November's midterm elections gave the party control over the chamber of the 112th Congress, which began this month. Barrasso said the law should be replaced. Replaced, see? Left, right. Replaced. Not repealed. Not done away with. No. It should be replaced. They got a better plan. They got a better plan. The plane.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to Enerfood.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. ENERFOOD.com, or give them a call today, 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And the call-in lamp is lit, folks, at 866-841-1065. If you'd like to weigh in on the discussion, talk about the news or anything on your mind, you're certainly welcome to do so, as JJ Jim in New York is done. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Will. Hey, isn't it funny how the article starts, we're talking about jobs, and all of a sudden now health care? Huh? Like, trying to confuse us. I called in thinking about the jobs, and then all of a sudden the article goes into healthcare, and I'm like, oh, what was I thinking about just a second ago?
it must have cost Barrasso a fortune, but you know, your comment in the chat room is spot on. I don't know about where you're at, Jim, but right around here in Missouri for the last 2 years, there has been an absolute cleaning of the farm country around here as everybody takes everything that's made out of steel because of the high scrap prices and copper and everything else. Tin, sheet tin, yep. You know, aluminum sheeting, old barn roofs, and they're taking it taking it to the recycling facilities here and selling it out for scrap. Now, this is exactly what happened in World War One, World War Two, you know, where all of the people that had anvils, blacksmith forges, and those sorts of things, you know, sold off all their hammers and their big anvils, the 200-300 pounders, for scrap because they could get decent money for it. But what happened after the war? We couldn't restart because they didn't have any tools and they couldn't, you know, they didn't have a forge, and so they were stuck.
Yeah, well, not only that, but first of all, they go away. All right, this happened about 3 years ago. So we're at like 350 or something, and then all of a sudden, it was like after you'd drive to the country one day and you'd see the old farm equipment everywhere, old combines and, you know, the old steel, just huge hunks of steel laying around. Then you drive by a couple of days later and find them all hacked up and being shipped out. And then all of a sudden, when I noticed there's no more farm equipment, the scrap went down like $87 a ton. Now it's back up to like $360. So what? I guess what they did was sold us all their junk. Now they want their scrap metal back.
Well,
that's the only thing we export. What do we export other than scrap metal? Well, I don't know.
That's a real good question, you know, because I'm scratching my head. I know around here the Lazy Boy factory is still churning them out, you know, on half shifts. But Arne and Canopy seems to put out a few canopies. Fafner Bearing is still putting out some bearings. Their parking lot seems to be half filled most days I drive by there. But other than that, you know, I mean, we do have some hardwood flooring companies that are making hardwood floors out of our beautiful oak, Ozark oak. But beyond that, I mean, I'm kind of, another thing that we send out a lot of is chicken wings. Got lots of chicken, you know, fryer chicken and giblets and things. And that all comes back to us in canned food for, you know, human consumption from China. But, you know, I don't know. What are we exporting?
If it's hardwood floors, I just can't see how how we're exporting enough hardwood floors to China to sustain. No, it's gone. It's free trade and globalism. And their answer to is more free trade and more globalism. It's like, you know,
that'll
people
do
are
it.
Buying it.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll really perk things up, won't it?
Yeah, well, the only thing we have to export pretty soon will be carbon credits.
Well, you know, they're stealing those as fast as they could in Europe, you know. I don't... They got the gas...
Yeah, they're actually actively trading them there, you know.
Yeah, they got the carbon mafia going on over there in Italy, you know, and they're hiding them down in... I understand they're hiding them down in Australia, too. They found them there this morning, frozen carbon credits.
If we cut the scrap metal here in America, we could reuse it in American manufacturing, but that's not the case.
Well,
there's no manufacturing here in America to use the scrap metal for. Sometimes, there's a plant out in, there's a few things that we use their scrap metal. They make cast iron pipes with our scrap metal, but other than that, really, it's all getting shipped overseas.
Well, you've got to have access to coal, and you've got to have somebody that's interested in firing up one of the Bessemer forest furnaces if you're going to do anything with scrap iron, you know, scrap steel. Either way, you're still going to have to melt them again, and they don't like that because it's smoky and it's kind of clunky and kind of it doesn't look good with a three-piece suit. You know, it's kind of nasty and kind of old-fashioned.
Well, they're closing down the steel mills around here left and right. I mean, over since globalization, since the free trade started, Bethlehem Steel, Crucible, Specialty Metals, you name it, thousands and thousands of people out of work because the steel mills are closing down. Usually that scrap metal would just be staying here. It'd be going to our steel mills 20 years ago, 30 years ago, being recycled back into American economy, but...
That's when we were building battleships, you know, and howitzers and tanks and things like that that were useful. But today, you know, we're not even building bridges, you know, so things are kind of shaky. But, you know, you look at the beginning of U.S. Steel and all of that, you know, that's J.P. Morgan Chase. And J.P. Morgan Chase has got a lot at stake in this globalization. So it's really to their advantage to just mothball their steel mills for the maybe 20 years or something. Just wait for us to collapse.
Yeah, J.P. Morgan has their filthy fingers in everything.
Yes, they do, unfortunately, and most people don't want to recognize it.
Well, I mean, on Jimmy X yesterday, we were talking about they issue food stamps, so they make a profit on the debit cards. So it's in their best interest to see more and more Americans on food stamps.
Well, they can probably make a lot more money on those plastic debit cards for food stamps than they can on steel. So, you know, hey, there's a lot more people out there that have a need for food stamps than a need for new cars or boats or planes or trains or anything.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's just it. I mean, they're dead. They're right in the middle of the robo mortgage closings and foreclosures. You know, they're just... I can go on about J.P. Morgan, but you can say the same thing about Goldman Sachs, AIG, Lehman. All these are, you know, incidentally, well, it's the fall of Lehman. And people think this is like an economy problem. No, this is a world banking system. It broke. Lehman Brothers allowed that giant derivative scam to start to unravel at the seams, and they're just, you know, they keep throwing plastic patches on and the hole keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it's not going to come all out little by little. We're going to see dribbles, and then boom, the whole thing's going to give way, because it's not just the economy. It isn't just free trade. It's the entire global banking system broke because they were allowed they were deregulated and allowed to take every bit of money and speculate with it. So when they talk about each state going bankrupt and all that, that what they're really saying is you now can't retire. You once thought that you had retirement savings. You worked 30 years in a company for a pension, and it is very likely that you will lose it.
Well, what we're really seeing along right about now is the same thing we saw back in 1907, and hopefully we'll be able to cover some of that in the next hour. But, you know, the bankers basically were holding billions in those days as compared to trillions today, but they wouldn't loan them out. Nobody that wanted to do business could enter into business because the bankers wouldn't loan the money. They froze it up in 1907 just the same way that they started doing it in 2007. So all they got to do is let 100 years pass, you know, and then roll out the same retreads and play it on the people, and the stupid sheep will fall for it time and again.
That's a shame, Will. And all we can do is, you know, plug along and keep trying. You know, like you say, is try to get your friends and neighbors and your local town hall to see your point of view. I mean,
well, you know,
there's aerosol spraying the crap out of my area right now, and I just went to the gas station and pointed it out to a bunch of people.
Well, we can always sit around in our living rooms and watch our computers and fret about it, or we can go next door and start building, you know, like I say, our local voting precinct group, you know, and see what we can do with that. This coming Thursday night, we're going to have another meeting here in sunny southwest Missouri and start putting together our strategy for the 2012 election cycle. So, I mean, there's things that we can do, but if we do nothing, we can't expect any real improvement. But, hey, great call, JJ. I'm going to close out this hour and head into the next.
All right. Thanks, Will. Have a nice day, man.
You too. So that's a good call from Jim. He's doing his own broadcast now over on the Orion Network. And if you all were listening to Jimmy X's broadcast, you heard Sean and JJ going into it with a variety of news articles on Sunday. Good stuff. You know, he's keeping his eyes open and he's keeping his ear to the ground and he's talking and walking right there where he is. You know, and I would really recommend everybody give it a shot. You know, you never know until you try something. But the last thing I think we want to do is be by ourselves at this time. You know, it just doesn't make good sense to me because as an individual, you don't necessarily have to make a group and have a president. But as an individual, you're far more vulnerable than you are in a group. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Hour number two, straight ahead.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, January the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts, still is that. Good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. You can call in during the broadcast at 866-841-1065. You can also log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com and engage in our chat room discussion. Lots of stuff out there. Talking about the Commerce Clause the last couple of weeks, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, advancing through a really lengthy series of articles and discussions, just so we can understand what this is all about, this Commerce Clause. In the Constitution, you know, that's where we're getting everything under the Commerce Clause. But the broad interpretation of the Commerce Clause has aided the development of a strong central government, this out of Delavaux and Howard's Principles of Business Law, and has fostered and encouraged the regulation of activities which, while local in nature, have effect on the country as a whole. Such regulations have assisted in obtaining a degree of national uniformity in business activities and have tended to downgrade the role of state and local governments in regulating businesses. And we're going to hear more about that, downgrading the role of state and local governments in regulating businesses in the weeks and the months ahead. As we transition, as I like to say, as globalism transitions from global to local, we need to become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. And you can jump across the pond, look at Common Purpose. They're encouraging people to be a vocal local. Isn't that unusual, those plagiarists, how unoriginal they are? Anyway, they know they're in trouble. But this is the direction. You know, back, I don't know how many years now, 2004, 2005, thereabouts, I was studying up on the Tavistock Institute website, came into a new book. They're partnered up with the Smith Institute, a new book all about how the next wave is going to be localism, the new localism, localism, as globalism transitions from global to local. And so I knew right then that it was important for us to start building a firewall locally to block this agenda, to know it, and to know it well enough to speak boldly about it and to do something about it locally where we can actually have some impact and some effect. How are you going to travel to the Davos meeting in Switzerland? And how would your voice stand out from the 2,500 academians and economists that will be there, including Timmy Geithner and George Soros and the rest of the crowd? I don't know whether Bill and Melinda Gates will travel there this time or not. We'll find out tomorrow. Maybe others will be able to report on it. But here, why? Why do these guys never do a perp walk? Well, off of Gustavus Meyer's book, The History of Great American Fortunes, written, published first back in 1907, a book that was suppressed. Very nearly finished with it now, and I can understand why it would be suppressed. This guy really knew how to spit in the eye of the beast. Complete immunity for the magnates, the lords, the captains of finance and industry, a little section here under the peerless captain of industry, J.P. Morgan. Complete immunity for the magnates. Immunity. That annoying imprisonment clause, talking about the interstate commerce discussion here, that annoying imprisonment clause, however, had to be thrown out of the laws. And it deviously was by an act passed by Congress in 1903. Concurrently, the same act reasserted and amplified the principle of granting immunity to trust officers. You know, Lloyd Blankfein gets to walk. They pay a little fee, a little fine, a little slap on the hand. But they never do any time. Why? Because they own the government, and they own you. They own the laws. They own the courts. They own it all. And they got immunity, and you don't.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So no matter how all these batards, the captains of finance and industry violated the law and raised havoc and mayhem and deprived the people and impoverished the souls and people died of starvation or went sleeping on the streets, it didn't make any difference. No matter at all. No matter how much or how often they violated the antitrust laws, they were now absolutely secure from any possibility of a prison sentence. And it continues, and it continues to today. That's why they never do the perp walk, folks. They have immunity. Let's jump up to Montana and say good morning, Dave, in Montana.
Hello, Will. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine.
J.P. Morgan is right on track, man. I found out that they handled the debit card for the stamps. So they're making profit off of starved on people, and their hands are in everything, so they could create starving people to make profit.
Well, this is something that they did. They've started out, and this is how he got his beginning. You know, the first thing that he's on the map for, and this is J.P. Morgan, the junior, not Junius, his father, but J. Pierpont. The first thing that he's known for here, according to Gustavus Myers, is that he bought up a bunch of carbines from the armory that were being junked, and then he turned around, he bought them for almost nothing, and he didn't ever pay for it. He just gave them a piece of paper, an IOU. Then he turned around and he sold them to the armory at St. Louis for like $20 a pop. Brand new ones were only like 13. The St. Louis people complained, so he took them to court. He went to the court judges that he'd bought. He won, plus he got a penalty judgment against the government. So here's this guy at a time when we're supposed to be in all patriotic in the war of northern aggression, and he's profiting like a M-sucker, you know, over that. Uh-huh. You know, the suffering of people. And then, you know, the military, the guys in the field, you know, they were dealing with these rifles that would explode in their faces. The sights would fall off after the first shot. The bolts would eject and go through their cheek. Wow.
So they could go buy more. That's how they operate. How they got a license. Well, we fall for it. My other kind of revelation or whatever, you know, that for interest on the money that they borrow from the people, where's the justification of, you know, because interest is what? Because you're using my money. Yeah, I could be good using it for me, but because you're using it, I'm going to charge you because you got my money, but that's our money they're borrowing from us.
Well, yes and yes.
They charge us interest on it.
Yeah, yes and no. Some of the money that they have to loan is what you could consider money that was extorted from the taxpayer, and there was a considerable amount of that. You know, as they were expanding the railroads and the coal mines and all of that, they were getting money not only from the Fed, you know, from Congress, but they were getting money from the states, plus they were getting money from the counties because everybody wanted to bring their coal to market, you know, so it's quite the rub. But you're right in that regard. But they would take this money, all right, and then they would run it through the miracle of the stock market. So they would buy and sell stocks. They would drive each other out of business. They would drive up the price of stocks and then drive the price of stocks down. They were making colossal profit and proceeds.
That's why we're involved in it. That's why the government's got their they're up to their neck in the stock market now.
Well, what they were doing basically then, Dave, is that they were giving congressmen and senators and judges stocks in these various companies that they were owning. You know, a couple 500,000 shares of stock, and then
their sister and their friends and.
They would then pass.
Go for it.
Yeah, they would pass the legislation that the captains of finance and industry had dictated to them through their lawyers, you know, and then they would get this tremendous boon, you know, this windfall. It's like, you know, the wind generators and the solar plants and all of that, the highway funds, and build the interstate highway system and build more schooners to go after the Iraqis and a few more drones for those pesky Pakistanis. You know, this is the scam that we're dealing with, you know, and it's the same with Big Pharma. This is, again, just, you know, Standard Oil. This is the rock.
J.P. Morgan really got a good one. They operate the food stamp debit card.
Well, that's definitely one of them. And think about how many people in America right now, Dave, are on food stamps.
Right. And so more people on food stamps mean more J.P. Morgan from the taxpayers. So and J.P. Morgan is gigantic. They got their hands in all kinds of things that could affect food production, food laws, and everything.
Well, if they were just limited to that, Dave, you know, we could say, well, there are a bunch of suckers, and they are. But unfortunately, it's so much bigger.
Right in the mouth of a monster.
It is, because they're up to their eyeballs in the gold market, the silver market, the COMEX. They're up to their eyeballs in this mortgage fraud. They're just up to their eyeballs. And you know what? As we saw with the Corporation Nation video and the work of Walter Beer and CAFRA1.com, these guys are all of the various and sundry. You go out across America and look at all the fire departments and the police departments and the school teachers' pensions and the hospital pensions, all these pension funds. What are they invested in? They're invested in J.P. Morgan. They're invested in Goldman Sachs. They're invested in General Electric. They're invested in Lockheed Martin and Boeing.
And how much percentage of the population works for the government in some way? So they're going to go for it.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
Sharing it.
That's it. I mean, so this is the idea of what is, you know, we know as corporate governance. The corporation nation runs the government, and we don't have a voice in it. So we're kind of worse than the tail wagging the dog. I'm telling you, we're nothing but fleas on their back, and they're scratching furiously.
A joke of the world, man.
You got it.
That's it.
You got it.
Pretty soon our money will be a joke. Then people will wake up. Then they got to work. See, and I think maybe we need that good slap upside the head, you know, and then we're the workers will be worth something.
That's all right. If we can get rid of the paper dollar, paper money, we can get rid of that paper money, then we're going to be in a lot better position. But, you know, we'll just have to hang in there because it's not going to be Dave in Montana. It's not going to be Willa, Missouri that's going to dictate this. You know, all we can do is put on our crampons, get our ice axe, and try and climb the peak with them.
Well, I think that's one of the solutions, man. You know, they need a lot of budget cutting, and they need people that plan living by budgets to run the budget. And we'll get rid of a lot of this fat and wasted money that they spend trillions on. I'll tell you that. There's another thing. Not only I think government workers should be allowed to make a career of being a government worker. Then you get rid of pensions, you get rid of all of that. That could take you two terms, wait a term, and then do one more term, and then that's it. Let somebody else do the job, because there's plenty of people that could do the same job that these guys do.
Well, you know, part of the process is that they start local. They start out as a county committee man or a county committee woman, and then they just work their way up the chain. And even if they were to observe all of the requirements for term limits and stuff like that, they'll stay their entire life working at government, and then when they get done with government, they get rotated out. They'll go to work for Monsanto as a lobbyist, or they'll go up to
Japan. They marry a government worker, double dipping, then they retire again, then they get another one. It's crazy, man, of what we allow to go on, and then we sit and complain. It sounds insane, and I have to go to the town.
It certainly is.
Everybody's a...
Gotta go to the break, Dave. Thanks for the call, buddy. Bye-bye.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all-organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to ENERFOOD.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. ENERFOOD.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Just keep rolling the calls, folks. Your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065. You're certainly welcome to call in today if you'd like to. Well, let's go to this caller here and see. I think this is Mickey, is it? 763. You're on the air. You're on
Hello?
The air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Will. How are you doing? This is Jason calling from Minnesota.
Okay, Jason. How are you doing? I'm going to go ahead and update your screen here while we're talking.
Okay, I'm doing good. You know, while we're on the subject here, we're having a great conversation and we're all reading through great books, which brings me to the topic of I have purchased a set of books called Britannica Great Books. I'm just not sitting to read them. I'm here just starting in the preface, and I'd like to read a little bit about this preface here. I think it would be relevant to what we're talking about today.
Sure, go ahead. Nice and slowly so everybody can hear it.
Okay. Until lately, the left has regarded it as self-evident that the road to education lay through great books. No man was educated unless he was acquainted with the masterpieces of his tradition. There never was very much doubt in anybody's mind about which the masterpieces were. They were the books that had endured in that the common voice of mankind had called the finest creations in writing of modern. In the course of history, from epic to epic, new books have been written that have won their place in the list. Books have been superseded. And this process of change will continue as long as men can think and write. It is the task of every generation to reassess the tradition in which it lives, to discard what it cannot use, and to bring into context with the dissident and intermediate past that most recent contributions to the great conversation. It says, this set of books is a result of an attempt to reapprise and re-embody the tradition of the West for our generation. This set of books is offered in no antiquarian spirit. We have not seen our task as that of taking tourists on a visit to ancient ruins or to quaint production of primitive peoples. We have not thought of providing our readers with hours of relaxation or with escape dreadful cares that are the lot of every man in the second half of the 20th century after Christ. We are as concerned as anybody else in the headlong plunge into the abyss that Western civilization seems to be taking. We believe that the choices that may recall the West to the sanity are those which have taken part in the great conversation. We want them to be heard again, not because we want to go back to antiquity or the Middle Ages or the Renaissance or the 18th century. We are quite aware that we do not live any time but the present, and distressing as the present is, we would not care to live in any other time if we could. We want the voices of the great conversation to be heard again because we think that they may help us to learn to live a better life now. Excuse me if you heard after. We do not think that these books will solve all our problems. We do not think that they are the only books worth reading. We think that these books shed some light on all our basic problems and that it is all easy to do without any light we can get. We think that these books show the origins of many of our most serious difficulties. We think that the spirit they represent and the habit of mind they teach are more necessary today than ever before. We think that the reader who does his best to understand these books will find himself led to read and help to understand other books. We think that the reading and understanding great books will give him a standard by which to judge all other books.
Okay, let me jump in there. The telephone connection is a little bit poor. It's breaking up quite a bit, actually. So, yeah, this is interesting. And what set of books is this? This is the Britannica again?
Yeah, Britannica, great books.
Well, you know, it's an interesting way that they're styling it, you know, because we do look backwards, and we, you know, very carefully research our history, as we said. But, you know, they are right, if I understood what they were saying correctly, is that it's not so much to lock our minds in the past or to idolize those people that have come before us, but more so that we can understand the mistakes that we've made, the paths that we've crossed and walked, so that we can look forward into the future. You know, it's the way I like to say it, is that we very carefully research the past, and then we always are looking forward into the future, and I like to think of it as a future of more and more freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. But ultimately, we always find ourselves right here in the present, falling forward into that future. And so, yeah, that's a good some good material there out of that encyclopedia. What did you take from that?
Well, you know, I was going to read just one more paragraph, and then I was going to wrap it up because it best states this next paragraph about reading.
Okay, well, go ahead. Let's try it.
Okay. We believe that the reduction of the citizen to an object of propaganda, private and public, is one of the greatest dangers to democracy. A prevalent notion is that the great mass of the people cannot understand and cannot form an independent judgment upon any matter. They cannot be educated in the sense of developing their intellectual powers, but they can be bamboozled. The reiteration of slogans, the distortion of the news, the great storm of propaganda that beats upon the sun that is in 24 hours a day, all his life long, mean either that democracy must fall a prey to the loudest and most persistent propagandists, or that the people must save themselves by strengthening their minds so that they can appraise the issues for themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That sounds so much like Jefferson. You know, he says, I know of no safe depository of the ultimate powers of society, but the people themselves. And if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is to not take it from them, but to inform their discretion by education. And so the authors there are basically echoing the same sentiment where, you know, we're completely overwhelmed with the propaganda and the distortions that we find in the media. I try and always go to the same website, you know, Bloomberg, on a daily basis just to follow their threads and to expose some of the nonsense that they're laying out there, the memes that they're floating. But this is the real challenge that we're facing, not only for those that are, you know, so to speak, just waking up, and I really there are other broadcasts that are more suitable for that, but for people that have actually realized that, hey, there is something definitely wrong, and the bullhorn isn't going to do the job. We need to, you know, become active right where we are. You know, this is a time where we need to think about not only the future and our place here in the present, drawing from the best we can find in the past, but definitely to take action and move forward on that.
Yes, and this appears that this set of books, you know, it does have its own slant to it, and there are people who write about that slant. But however, though, what it does is it gives you that springboard. It gives you a start to start from. It gives you an insight as to, you know things have been, and also maybe develop ideas where then we can go in the future.
Well, this is exactly right. And, you know, as William Cooper used to always say, you know, we listen to anyone or to everyone, read anything, watch anything, but we really believe nothing until we can verify it in our own research, you know. It's so very important, even for Bible students. It says, search the scriptures, for these are they that testify of me. And it says, prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. And so we read just about anything. But at the same time, we've got to have our, like I like to say, our little antennas, our discernment antennas run all the way up. And we need to, you know, go through this with a fine-tooth comb and carefully so that we don't, you know, what do they call it, straining at the gnats and swallowing the camels. We've got to watch that propagandist because they're in there, and they're in there all the time. But good stuff, Jason. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Yes, Will. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so really the intent of the broadcast, you know, Becoming Vocal Local is really, this is a political broadcast. I mean, no, make no bones about it. I'm a strong advocate for the abolition of the established two-party political system and the restoration of our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. That's how gross that might sound to some people. But understanding that there's not going to be any remedies as long as the established two-party political system is allowed to stand between where we are today and where we need to go in the future. It's not based on some hairball idea all of a sudden, you know, some wig-out spirit of anarchy. Many years has gone into this discovery, trying to find out what is the real problem here. And we've got a real problem here.
The bankers are a real problem. There's no doubt about that. But the bankers have their lifeblood from Congress. They can be ended. So can the Fed. They exist because they've got charters. And when their charters are withdrawn, they're done. They exist because they have immunity. But when their immunity is withdrawn, they're done. So it's been their goal all along, since the founding of this country, to own the government and the courts, lock, stock, and barrel. And they do. Let's check it out a little bit more from The History of Great American Fortunes by Gustavus Myers. This is the Modern Library edition, which I have open in front of me. It's a 1937 publication. The extensive ramifications of corruption. You see how deep this corruption goes. So long as the people had the delusion, of course, Gustavus Myers, a populist in his youth, a socialist in his middle years, and then when the roll-up of the National Socialist Workers Party came along, he kind of turned away from that socialist viewpoint. But so long as the people had the delusion, he writes, he's a muckraker, and the capitalists, the legislative votes, what good voted it to the magnates to have the secret come out? Everybody's heard the quotes from Rockefeller, how greatly indebted they are to the controlled media that they own, that they've been able to keep it quiet and keep it under wraps, what the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and many of these other groups are doing in the background, all right? It's to their advantage to have this secret stay in the background. Over and over again was that secret disclosed in past investigations, but without instructive results. In most of this book, here I am on page 610, 609, most of this book has drawn, you know, its source material from congressional inquiries and documentation of the day at all these various points on this long journey that he's shown us. But again, he says over and over again that secret was disclosed in past investigations, but without instructive results. The NIST report, that'll go down in history as one of the whitewashes, won't it? Yet, behold, the people once more had the opportunity of getting an insight into what went on behind the scenes when the Legislative Investigating Committee reported in 1906. Of course, we had Bernie Sanders, you know, raking Lloyd Blankfein over the coals for the television prompters and all that, for the effect. C-SPAN. This was another one of these legislative investing committees. But here, this Legislative Investigating Committee reported in 1906. And just add 100 years to all of these dates as we go through this book, because they're always repeating things they did about 100 years ago. That's two or three generations. Everybody that was alive then is pretty well dead now. Nobody remembers it firsthand. It's just hearsay, or maybe those of us that have read. The testimony, here's the quote, the testimony taken by the committee makes it clear that the large insurance companies systematically attempted to control legislation in New York and other states, which could affect their interests directly or indirectly. Now think of AIG. Right? The large insurance companies systematically attempted to control legislation in this and the other states, which could affect their interests directly or indirectly. The three companies divided the country outside of New York and a few other states so as to avoid a waste of effort, each looking after its chosen district, this regionalism now, and bearing its appropriate part of the total expenses. There's no fraud greater than insurance, my friends. Everybody sends in their life insurance. You know, you buy your whole life, your partial life, and your no-life policies. And all the suckers, you know, like they say, you know, P.T. Barnum, there's a sucker born every minute. Everybody's signing up for their life insurance and their fire insurance and their flood insurance and their business insurance and their automobile insurance and their health care insurance. It's the biggest scam out there. And the insurance companies just rake it in. Rarely do they ever have to pay out. But when they have to pay out gladly. And then they come out in the news, you know, as a savior. And they just rake it in and rake it in and rake it in. Get more money in insurance companies than they have in banks. Continuing here, it says the three companies, again, divided the country outside of New York and a few other states.
There's only a few companies really at the top that handle your auto insurance and your homeowner's insurance. Just an all divided up. Excellent. Even bribery, like industry, became systematized and modernized. Even bribery, like industry, became systematized and modernized. In the process, delicate externals were preserved. To ledger bribery funds as corruption money was as gross a shock to fastidious taste and was inexcusably unbusinesslike. All right? They're ledgering bribery funds. Now, they're not new at that. The banks all did it. The railroads all did that. The coal companies as well. If you go back, as he did, as Gustavus Meyerseer did, you go back and you look at these ledgers and whatever financial records you can get, they set aside enormous funds for bribery and corruption of government. Right? Hence, so the committee reported, bribery expenditures were classified as quote-unquote legal expenses, buying law and legislation and public opinion. The committee described them as extraordinarily large. The Mutual, everybody's heard of Mutual of New York, right? Mutual of Omaha. The Mutual, in 1904, dispersed $364,254.95. Obviously, he's not making this up. He's getting it off of a sheet somewhere. And keep in mind that the differential here, $364,254 in 1907 was a chunk of change. We're talking about trillions today. Once was, and when I was growing up, no one really even knew what a billion was. Before that, it was a few millionaires. All right. The Equitable, everybody's seen the Equitable, right? $172,698. And the New York, with Morgan's partner, Perkins, Perkins, Wild King, practically in command at $204,019.25. This, according to the simplest rules of arithmetic, made a total of more than $750,000 spent in 1 year in the corrupting of legislatures, administrative officials, and certain newspaper writers. These quote-unquote legal expenses, the committee redundantly wrote, were far in excess of the amounts required for legitimate purposes. For what were these corruption funds employed? Myers writes, to get laws under which great frauds could be carried on, and to prevent the passage of laws interfering with the graft. And who were the immediate distributors of the funds? Trained, circumspect lobbyists, thoroughly experienced in the business of knowing who, when, and where to bribe. They were never stinted for money. It's like Perkins, you know, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. They were never stinted for money. They always had a suitcase with $1 million in cash. Andrew C. Fields, long engaged by the Mutual Life Insurance Company to manipulate legislation at Albany, New York, held forth in a sumptuously furnished house there. This headquarters was jocosely styled the House of Mirth. They laugh at you. You sit up at the top of the ivory towers, they laugh at the people, the little people. They stink when the summertime. The rent and other expenses were charged to quote-unquote legal expenses. The Mutual thus expended more than $2 million in legal expenses from 1898 to 1904, 6 years. $2 million buying law, legislation, and public opinion. And what were those of New York Life Insurance Company? From 1895 to 1904, the total payments to Andrew Hamilton, its principal lobbyist, amounted to $1,312,197.16, all of which sum was soberly entered as quote-unquote legal expenses. J.P. Morgan and Company made advances of money to Hamilton. But the corruption neither began nor ended with the buying of legislative votes or administrative connivance. Over and above, the politicians in office were the bosses in control of the machinery of the Republican and Democratic parties. He's in the national committees. Michael Steele, his counterpart in the Democratic Party, bought, sold.
the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
You know, you can go all the way back to Sir William Blackstone, or you can look at the writings of Hamilton writing George Washington's farewell address, and you can see admonition after admonition about, allowing parties and factions to creep in. You know, go all the way back, pick it up in the Bible, a house divided cannot stand, a kingdom divided against itself shall surely fall. And this is not to champion Abraham Springsteen, also known as Lincoln's, you know, One Nation Under God, this old Francis Bellamy saw, you know, with all of that. All that is just a move towards collectivism. But, you know, the greatest good of the greatest number, let's not go there either. All right? But the idea of this divided kingdom, all right? We've got the Republicans and we got the Democrats. They're established in laws, the election laws in your state. Anybody that challenges the party machine is going to be an uphill battle all the way with little or no positive outcome. But over and above the politicians in the offices, again, where the boss is in control of the machinery of both the Republican and the Democratic parties, as above, so below, as before, also now, those party machines could command the votes and the orders of the men at the head called for submission by the underling politicians. You try and buck your state committee, and your chances for advancement are nil. Why is it so important to form a local voting precinct group in all of the 177,000 voting precincts all across America? So that we can break the back on this spineless thing, right? We're going to need to embed inside of it because we're fighting a statutory system. We need to embed within them. And then we can, from within, vote them out of existence. That can be done legally, lawfully, and orderly, and you don't need a 33 double stack for your Glock. Continuing, refusal brought discipline and retirement. God, retirement before my pension. Oh, they don't want that. By controlling the secret workings of the party organizations, the magnets, M-A-G-N-A-T-E-S, J.P. Morgan, the Harrimans, the Fisks, the Goulds, the Hills, the Huntingtons, the list is long, the Rothschilds, the Goldsmiths, the Baruch Machine, or whatever they're called, Baruch Schein, we talked about them yesterday, last week. By controlling the secret workings of the party organizations, the magnates virtually controlled the platforms of those parties. The platforms. And you go to convention with the platforms. And the platform committee gets together and they meet and they come up with a new platform every 4 years. And then the state committee runs under that platform for 4 years and the national committee for 4 years. The platforms. Who writes the platforms? You think you do? The voters? You think you're a party member? You're not a party member. You're a sucker. You send money in every time they ask for it. And the more excited the appeal, the more you'll send. Chumps. You could be a member if you were part of the county committee, where you are, for the Republican and the Democratic parties. You could be a member if you were part of the state committee. You could even become a member of the national committee. But you only get that invitation at a state convention. We'll talk more about that in the days and weeks and months ahead. But again, refusal brought discipline and retirement. By controlling the secret workings of the party organizations, the magnates virtually controlled the platforms of those parties, their nominees, and the general course of the men elected to office. That's the best government money can buy. And you can say that with the judiciary, too. Remember, the American Bankers Association was formed in New York. Then they created the American Bar Association. Then the American Bar Association created the Uniform Law Commission. Then the Uniform Law Commission created the legislative bill drafting agencies in all of the several states, violating the clear separation of powers, putting attorneys inside of our legislatures so that the bankers could get the laws they need and want, when they need them and when they want them, even granting themselves immunity from prosecution. Now, for one more proof of this, another dip into the report of that celebrated Insurance Investigating Committee of 1905 will suffice. Quote, the insurance companies, it reported, quote, regularly contributed large sums to the campaign funds of both the Republicans and the Democratic parties. This was no exceptional act, however. It was the convenient order of the day. All of the great corporations did likewise. Had not Jay Gould, 30-odd years before, explained the method, and had not other capitalists long antecedent to Jay Gould shown how efficacious it was, a present of nearly $50,000 was contributed in 1894 by the New York Life Insurance Company to the campaign fund for the Republican National Committee. And similar amounts in 1896 and in 1900 for the same purpose. All of the large insurance companies gave contributions not only for national political campaigns, but also for those in the states. It was found impossible to trace all of the directions of this continuous corruption. Enormous sums, the committee stated, have been expended in a surreptitious manner. Surreptitious manner. Where did all those trillions of dollars go that were given to the banks? Set aside in campaign war chests, partly. The immense sums thus spent in political corruption were taken from the proceeds of the policy holders, okay? So you sign up and you've got your insurance. Maybe you're going to get your health insurance, you know, and your automobile insurance and your fire insurance and your wind insurance and your insurance against any disaster or calamity, man-made or natural, that the creator of the universe might throw at you. And the insurance companies say, thank you. Thank you very much. And then they turn around and they use that money again, yeah. And they invest in catastrophe bonds, baby. Got to have another one of these man-made or natural disasters. Got to have another Katrina-like event. Let's call it Macondo Gently Weeps. And they make money on that. They bet on both sides of natural disasters. They bet on both sides of forest fires. Because the actuarials run the computers, they know which side is the winning side. And they nano-speed front-run the bets. You come out on the top every time. You don't, though. You come out the loser. An arrangement more destructive to the existing arrangement of society could not be more found than was contained in the facts reported by that committee. The substantial conclusion was, although not set forth in so many plain words, that the administrative officials, the legislatures, Congress, the courts, and the old political parties were controlled and dominated by groups of unparalleled frauds and pirates. For the sums diverted to ensure this political control were only a tithe, only a tithe, of their aggregate stupendous thefts. Following close upon the investigation came suits against the high financiers. For the restitution of more than $10 million in these suits were but indications of still vaster sums fraudulently taken, but the suits were compromised and failed. Think you're going to find justice inside this system? Think it all happened last week? Maybe it came along after 9/11. Guess again. This was even written before the creation of the Federal Reserve. Been around a while. It's like an old pair of shoes. It's real comfortable, and the global East like to wear them. And we talk about knowledge, gnosis. Knowledge is power. You've heard the phrase. But knowledge is powerful only when it's combined with action. This is not the same as faith without works is dead, but it's similar. You can do a Bible study on that one if you're so disposed to do so. But you know them by their fruits. It's not sufficient to know a thing. You need to act upon the things you know in life. Whether it's playing a guitar or baking a cake or changing a baby's diaper. If you know how to do it and you don't do it, of what avail is the knowledge? If you've learned insights and new things here on this broadcast or on this network or on others, it's up to you to spread the word. Let other people know that they can hear this kind of message every morning right here on Become Vocal Local. But until tomorrow, have a great day. I'll be back again then. Hope you will be too. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.